Health Matters. And Nellie from Full Life Pharmacy Ulverston is with us. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Lee. How are you going?
Well, thank you very much. Now, we're here today to chat about vitamin D, which is something we lack a little in our winter months in Tassie.
Oh, very much so. Yes, that's exactly why it's the talking topic of the day. So vitamin D, it's a bit of a background on it. It's a fat-soluble nutrient that helps to keep our bones stay nice, healthy and strong. It increases our body's ability to absorb calcium. It helps to improve our immune system, which is really important. And it also helps to facilitate healthy cell growth. It's also been credited with improving overall mood and mental health.
Yeah, which is really interesting, isn't it? Considering some of us might get a little bit moody throughout the winter months, and then we feel kind of okay during summer, and we go through that process year after year, and we kind of think to ourselves, what's going on? And when people like you say, hey, could be vitamin D deficiency, it kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's an all-round super nutrient. I think it's brilliant.
So how do we get it?
Yeah, well, it's also, vitamin D is also nicknamed like the sunshine vitamin. We haven't seen much of it, especially down here on the weekend. It comes and goes. But the main source of vitamin D for our bodies is created by exposure to the sun. So when the sun's ultraviolet rays hit our skin, it's also UVB, it activates our tissues to synthesize or to make our own natural supply of vitamin D. Then the vitamin D stores in our fat cells and we use it as it's needed. But this time of year, exactly like what you said, Lee, you know, as we're coming out of a long, cold winter here, generally the population levels of vitamin D are the lowest for the whole year. So especially when people using sunscreens, ironically, you know, if the darker your skin is, the less your body absorbs vitamin D, and also advancing in age also help to decrease our body's ability to absorb the UVB from the sun rays, and therefore lower vitamin D levels.
So can we measure it? How much do we need?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question, because like all this stuff that we talk about, it's all very individualized. So you definitely, the best way to do it is to check in with your doctor and have your blood, your vitamin D levels tested. You should be able to get one vitamin D test per year, but there are certain particular ranges. So for children, adolescents and adults between 19 and 50, about 5 micrograms or 200 IU is suitable. Then you've got adults aged between 51 and 70 years of age, 10 micrograms or 400 IU are appropriate for them. And for adults over the age of 70, it increases again, so with 15 micrograms or 600 IU daily.
Yeah, right. So I know that we're still learning about vitamin D deficiency. What are some of the effects of said condition?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're learning and it's changing all the time, but at the moment, if you have a vitamin D deficiency, it can have some serious sort of short and long-term effects on your physical and your mental health. It's always best, like I said, to consult with your GP or your healthcare provider as soon as possible if you think that you've got any problems with your vitamin D. But definitely, like, I'm going to go through a few little symptoms. So physically, if you've got prolonged vitamin D deficiency, it's going to really adversely affect your bone density, so causing brittle bones. If you're having lots of breaks, it decreases vitamin D deficiency will decrease your body's ability to repair those bones. Mm-hmm. Can lead to a condition called rickets in children and softening of the bones or osteoporosis in adults. From a more mental health perspective, a lack of vitamin D can really impact your mental health and can lead to sort of mental illnesses such as depression and anxiety. Some of the early symptoms of a vitamin D deficiency from a mental health perspective are things like sadness, lethargy, loss of sexual interest and insomnia.
Right, so the important question, what ways can we increase our vitamin D?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, some sunshine, please. Can we put that on our list of things?
Crack the window.
Yes, please. However we can get that, that's a brilliant option. But if you need to limit your exposure to the sun, or if it's not available like where we are sometimes, it's important to supplement your diet and your lifestyle with some vitamin D, either through like the foods that you're eating or through a supplement. So a combination of all these three things will help you to ensure that your body continues to function at its optimal level.
Right, so you said it's the sunshine vitamin, but what about, is it any natural food sources at all?
Yeah, absolutely. So the foods, it's mostly foods that come from the sea. So you're talking about foods like mackerel, sardines, tunas, salmons, as well as any like fish liver oils, so you know, cod liver oils and those sorts of things, animal fats, they're all excellent sources of vitamin D. You can also choose foods that are fortified with vitamin D, so like this modern food world that we live in, often orange juice and cereals are fortified with vitamin D. If you think that you may need a vitamin D supplement, you always need to check first with your GP, because too much vitamin D can equally cause side effects and be not so helpful for you. But it's easy for your doctor just to do a blood test to determine if you're deficient before recommending supplements.
Yeah, right. Now, is there anything else people can do to help their mental health during these challenging times? You know, it's not just the weather affecting the world at the moment.
No, I know, yeah, there's heaps of things, absolutely. If you're experiencing any sort of moments of stress and anxiety and depression, you can also try sort of working on other things, increasing your daily exercise, meditation. Like I said, we've talked about eating those foods rich in vitamin D, and especially getting plenty of sleep. So all of these are really positive ways to improve your overall mental health and your overall health and well-being. It's also important to check in with your GP. So if you have any concerns with, you know, your state of mind or your mental health, especially if you're experiencing constant or worsening sort of mental health symptoms like your stress and anxiety and depression, those sorts of things, because ensuring your vitamin D intake is adequate is going to be one really easy way just to fix up some of those things. And whether by the time, you know, the sun comes out or with food and with supplements, and whichever way suits you best, they'll all help your body and your mind be stronger, healthier and happier.
Lovely. If anybody needs further info or wants to chat about it, where can we find you?
Yeah, that's right. I'm at Full Life Pharmacy at 24 King Edward Street in Ulverston. I'm in the pharmacy on Tuesdays, Thursdays and Fridays. But yeah, you can reach out and we're always happy to help.
Nellie from Full Life Pharmacy in Ulverston, thank you for joining us on Home Run Health Matters, the Savo. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Lee.